Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmelli, my co-host here, Dave Popwich. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How about you?
It's good. It's been a very interesting week in the markets, and it's getting colder outside now.
Well, the mornings, hey? Mornings and the late evenings, I agree. Yep. That happens fast.
It's not even like end of August yet.
I know. Well, we're not done yet.
It's getting cold out. That means, you know, people are going to start thinking, I have to fly away.
Yep. Snowbird.
Let's go and snowbird. Mm-hmm. Let's get out of this place.
Not yet.
I don't want to jinx it because I don't snowbird. I want to stay, and I want it to be this kind of weather the whole year round. It's not going to happen. But people are talking about, you know, got to get geared up to leave. So what's all the questions, concerns, comments, issues with snowbirding? We're going to have our guests on that. And there is a huge trend in pickleball.
Mm-hmm.
Huge participation. A lot of people getting involved. We're going to have Pickleball Alberta on the show talking about all the different issues, concerns, and ways that they're growing their membership in this province. It's booming. It's booming. So we're going to definitely talk about that.
Okay. So let's talk about, you said it's getting a little bit cold. We have seen a bit of chill in the markets for the month of August, quite frankly. But this was an interesting week. Of course, the headline event was going to be the Jackson Hole meeting of central bankers and what were they going to say or not say. And, you know, I think there was lots of consternation around that.
I find it very interesting on the prediction of the word that are going to be used to then determine what should happen in the markets.
Mm-hmm.
Can one speech be that impactful that literally at the beginning of the speech, the markets are up, let's pick on the major two, Dow and TSX, up triple digit.
Yep.
To literally 2 minutes in, falls.
Yep.
By just verbiage, no action, verbiage. So this is very interesting. And it's not because, we have to reprice everything on those words. It's total reaction. And I think it's algorithms. I think it's a lot of these computerized systems that say, if they say this, then do that. Just plug in, plug out. And I think there's a lot of money moving around unnecessarily.
Well, and it shows you how, I'm going to use the word inefficient, the market can be in the short term, right? It can move on emotion, right? It can move on any number of different things, whether that price discovery action in that particular moment is correct or not, right? Really gets tested over time. But the fact of the matter is these things can and do move markets. One word can be interpreted today and, you know, means something different next week. It is unbelievable. And I think people need to be cautious of that.
I think we should also take a step back and think about what the theory of what should be said versus what is said. Prior to Friday's speech, inflation was above target. The economy is still growing in the U.S. And the employment situation's pretty good.
Yeah.
Productivity increased a bit. In all those areas, why were people, economists, analysts, expecting some sort of hint that they're going to slow down?
Well, why were they? So, well, first of all, here's what I'd say. What makes a market is having different opinions.
Of course.
Right. So, number one, we want different opinions, right? But it is interesting, and it's when we parse it after, you look at these things and so on and so forth. So the time I get most concerned, Faisal, is when everybody's on one side. We all believe the same thing, one thing. That gets to be scary.
Yeah.
Right?
And you can't have a market if everybody's on the same side.
On the same side.
Nothing moves. Right. But this is, so for the average investor, for the average individual transitioning to or living in retirement, and you look at this one day, we use this in the same piece because get ready for the next 2 years of political elections and so forth. There's going to be speeches. There's going to be debates. There's going to be a lot of promises suggested. And people are going to react based on a speech. And I have been doing this way too long to know that it's not what they say, it's what they do.
Sure. Absolutely.
And so, will they cut interest rates? The markets are expecting this, so on and so on. We'll know when we'll know. Why are we trying to predict so far into the future of what's going to happen And here's what's interesting. Right now, you're going to hear a lot of pundits come out and say, based on the current valuations, the future rate of return on the stock market is 4 to 5%. It's not even worth it. Buy bonds.
Right.
They're basing the entire next 10 years on today's valuation. The same group was saying the same thing 10 years ago, literally 10 years ago when the valuation was high.
Yep.
And how has the last 10 years been
for
performance?
Yeah, it's been pretty good.
So taking current data and trying to make out what it'll look like 10 years from now is a guessing game.
Yeah. Well, and the further you go out, right, the bigger the guess. There's no question. There's another fundamental thing that happened this week that I want to get your comment on.
Okay.
Because NVIDIA came out with some blockbuster financial results, and overnight markets rewarded them for it. And then, you know, the trading ahead of the Fed decision, right, really was, it was flat to slightly negative. So it was an interesting to see actual performance from a company. Okay. When I read it, I saw beat top line, bottom line, forecast, everything beat, beat, beat. Pause. Nope. Fed issue or whatever. So whatever took precedent over that.
And I think a lot
that's
of that,
interesting.
A lot of that had, Dave, had to do with, you know, buy on rumors, sell on news.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got that momentum going into it. They announced the markets look good. Oh, okay, let's just sell and get a profit, because this is one company that's done very well over the last, call it 12 to 13 months. And why not take some profit? I understand that concept. Then you're hearing that, you know, when you look at all the analysts, they actually pushed their numbers up.
Yeah.
Consensus pushed up.
Yeah.
You saw some that were looking at, you know, a small percentage was saying it's way less than what the consensus was. There's a couple of outliers saying it's triple the amount of what consensus was.
Right.
I haven't seen that much change in names unless they're having so much of attention.
Right.
And so what this says to me is that we focus on the winner. And let me give you an example. Those of us who watch and play hockey will know if Connor McDavid has a bad game, does that mean the Oilers are not going to make the playoffs?
Right.
If Connor McDavid has a great game, does that mean they're going to win the Stanley Cup? That's exactly what happens in the markets. NVIDIA didn't perform that day. Does that mean the markets are done? What?
But there are some benchmark companies, right?
NVIDIA is not a bellwether of anything except for chips and AI.
AI
has not made profit for any company yet. So they're predicting, again, way out in the future for something that isn't showing profit today.
NVIDIA
is making money on the chips because they've got the market cornered.
Right.
And they can raise prices and you have no choice but to take their price.
Right.
Sounds like a pretty good business to me.
Pretty good business.
That doesn't mean that's what the entire tech sector is.
No.
And that's where they use that as a bellwether.
Yeah. Yeah. But so they will get lumped in there, right? Rightfully or wrongfully.
Correct.
You can pick. What other big stories do you think influenced markets this week? We're in a seasonally weak period.
Well, I think the Canadian banks, two of the largest banks, came out with their numbers this week in Canada.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Those two tale of two different stories.
Yep.
And one made a profit in cutting staff. One didn't see an increase in their profit line year over year. But is looking at some share buybacks. So the tale of two different stories, but what was interesting between both of them, they've increased their loan loss provisions.
Mm-hmm.
Now I look at this and say, okay, if you're gonna increase your loan loss provisions, get ready for rough times ahead. And that's what people need to protect.
Right.
And so we have to go to commercial breaks. We have a great chat coming up in regards to where's pickleball going in Alberta. I think it's a great opportunity, but before you leave, don't forget to join us at our next upcoming seminar on September 26th, 7 p.m. live at the Hamptons Golf and Country Club. You need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com.
We know a lot of people that are involved in pickleball, certainly in the retirement community, and it's growing. What does the future look like in Alberta? Stick around after the break, because we've got the leader of Alberta Pickleball going to give us some insights into that. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.